episode 158, Last Mile Excellence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beauties. How are you doing? It is Saturday. Well, at least when this is airing, it's Saturday. So to me, it's the weekend. I'm already celebrating it. And I hope you are having a magnificent day, no matter what day of the week it is. I'm excited that you're here. And I really just want to take, because it's the weekend and time is of the essence, you know, we only have so much of it. I just really want to give you kind of a burst of inspiration for your week, your weekend, for your life and your journey in which you are embarking on. Vince Lombardi says, winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. You know, I look at what we do every day, and you are running the race of life every single day. You have to cross a finish line. And your finish line is different from your next door neighbor's finish line, from your girlfriend's finish line, from your mom's, from your grandmother's, your sister, okay, your best friend. It is different. But you see, the thing is we don't all cross it necessarily and get the number one spot. Sometimes when we cross that finish line, if we are running an actual real race, maybe we came in second or third or 102nd or 102,000th of a place. It doesn't matter, though, if you're actually winning and you get the first place prize. It's wanting to win makes all the difference. You see, when you run the race of life, you're running the last mile excellence. And that is when you are going for something and you want to finish at your best. You see, it's not how we start something, but it's how we finish it. It's real easy to start things. Think about it. What have you started recently? Okay. I've recently started a new workout program. I recently started maybe putting a new garden together. I recently started, maybe you started homeschooling, okay? Whatever you have recently started, all right, how have you finished? That's the question you need to be asking yourself, because it's how we finish is whether or not we're the winner. Whether we really want to win. Do we have that in us? Are we running the race of life to actually put our best foot forward? Now, that doesn't mean to get trapped in perfectionism. That doesn't mean to get trapped in comparison. That doesn't mean to get trapped in failure. Okay? All of those things are red flags. But what it does say is that you say, you know what? If I'm going to do something, I'm going to finish it, and I'm going to finish it better than when I started, because at least I know that when I actually started it, okay, I probably didn't know as much as now that I'm finishing it, okay? And that can be anything. I mean, think about weight loss. Think about having a baby. I mean, seriously, okay, if you were a mom and you started and you got pregnant and then you're like, oh, halfway through, you're like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to run this race anymore. I'm finished. It doesn't work that way, right? You want the last mile excellence. You want to be your best and go for that, okay? It's not about how you start, but it's how you finish. And so how are you finishing every day? What does your day look like? You don't even have to look at your big, huge projects, okay? I remember this morning waking up and I didn't get my full amount of sleep. Now, I'm not one who needs a lot of sleep. I'm very blessed with that. God made me a very, very high energy person naturally. I mean, I just am. And that's awesome. It's like I'm on caffeine. I mean, all the time. I just have energy within me. People have said, Christiane, if you could bottle that up, you'd be a millionaire. Well, I am in my own body because God gave it to me. So I feel very blessed with that. So with that, though, I don't need a lot of sleep, but I do need more sleep now than I did when I was younger. I could operate on 4 hours of sleep. Now I'm about 6.5 to 7 hours, and I really try to gauge for that 7 hours. That's kind of like my peak sleeping time. Well, this morning when I woke up, I remember waking up going, oh my gosh, and I just felt like I was just coming out of the slumber. And I didn't want to get out of bed. It was overcast outside. The kids were quiet. They hadn't gotten up yet. It was still early, early in the morning. Hubby was just beginning to move. And I'm like, really? Do I have to get up and get out of bed? So I began moving. And I was like, oh, I'm just tired. And I thought, okay, I'll get my sweet man off to work. And I'll take care of my son who's going into work too. And I'll make sure my daughter, she's going to her college class. We'll get all of that done. I'm just going to kind of sit back down in between times. And so I found myself doing that. Next thing you know, about an hour or so has passed. And I'm sitting there going, I really don't want to do anything. But you see, I started something and I said I was going to do it. And to be disciplined, sometimes you have to do things. Okay, wait, not sometimes. You always have to do things when you don't want to. That's part of being disciplined, okay? Saying and determined in what you're going to do. So I finally told myself, I finally said, okay, that's it. Christiane, get your bootay out of bed and it's time to get going. You can go do this. So I first knew that even though I didn't want to, I knew I needed to go work out. And that was absolutely the last thing. If I could have made this like my rest day of the rest day of the rest day, that's what I wanted. I didn't want to do anything. But you know what? It wasn't how I started my day. It's how I finished it. You see, I did go and work out. And when I was done, it felt awesome. I was so ecstatic. My body felt good. My mind felt good. I'd fueled my body, even though I didn't really want to do anything, at least I was eating right. And so by the time it was all done, my morning had passed, I had finished the last mile excellence. That's what I was there for. And it was awesome. But you see, had I given in to how I started my morning in the slumber and said, I'm just going to roll over and not worry about it. I'll do what I have to do, but I really don't have to do the other stuff. Even though I said I was going to be disciplined in doing it, now I'm going to make the choice not to. How are you finishing your race of life? What does your finish line look like every single day? What project are you working on that's getting close to a deadline that you're like, oh, how am I going to get there? Will I? Am I going to finish strong? Am I going to finish at my best? That last mile excellence. You can do it. You can pick yourself up and say, you know what? I can finish at my best. And that's the key. It's your best. You. It's not falling into the comparison trap, not falling into the failure trap, not falling into the perfectionism trap. It is you. That's all that matters. It's the best you. It's your best selfie. Always putting your best foot forward. So here's your kiss, okay? I want you to take this with you. I want you to strive for your best. That's it. That's it. It's a very simple recipe for the race of life. It's to strive to do your best. And guess what? As you continue to strive to do your best, you're going to get better at being best. How is that for a double B? You're going to get better at being your best. And you're going to continue to grow. That's called personal growth. That's called development. That's being disciplined. That's being determined. That's actually taking your life, your race of your life, and making every step count because you matter. So number one, with every step you take, be your best selfie. That's it. With every single step you take, be your best selfie. Now, you're going to have moments of blahs and ohs and slumber and I don't want to do this. Okay, forgiveness comes in immediately, right? You write that off and you may need to have lazy days and that's okay. You may take a vacation, you have a lazy week, that's okay. But watch out for the habits. Again, with every step, be your best selfie. Number two, take time to create your now. This is about you. Keep the focus on you. Put those blinders on. It's not about your best friend. It's not about your mom. It's not about how someone at church is doing it. It's about you. Create your now. That's where it is. It's the last mile excellence. Number three, train for life and love your journey. You are on the journey, okay, of life. You're racing that every single day. You cross that finish line. Train for life, and training for life takes what? Discipline. You're going to have to do things sometimes that you don't want to do. And when it gets that way, guess what? Go back to number one. With every step, be your best selfie. You are on and in the race of life. You can do it. Believe in you. And number four, be present, be incredible, be you. God created you for a purpose, on purpose. You're not a mistake. You are not a failure. You are a woman of excellence. Okay? Wow. Or whoa, if you want to look at it. Woman of excellence. W-O-E, woman of excellence. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. That's what Vince Lombardi said. And when you are creating your now, when you are desiring with every step to be your best selfie, you're keeping those blinders on and keeping you in the focus. You're training for life and loving your journey along the way because it is the race of life. You will be the woman of excellence in the last mile of excellence. I love you so very much, and I hope this has given you just a pinch of motivation to say, you know what, I can do this, because you ultimately can. It is within you. I believe in you. Carry that torch high and say, I got this. I'm going to be my best selfie. You got it? Be your best selfie. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.